Sybil wants to talk to you about your grandmother, Miss Catherine. How's she doing?
Yeah. Oh gosh. You know, I think the thing is that, you know, when the family released the statement earlier on before the thing came out, we had to notify her because we were trying to keep it away from her. But you know, she's been through this, you know, she's been through all these lies and, you know, I'm just worried about her health because she's older and it's everywhere. Even when she watches sports and she's watching basketball games, things come on the news. So, you know, I don't think the people care about what it does to our family, you know, and they haven't even put themselves in our shoes.
And social media being what it is, that has the same effect on Michael's children, I'm presuming.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's not even, you know, it's not even allegedly anymore where they had to use that word, you know, before my uncle was alive. Now it's just, they just are going ruthless. And it's like, where are the facts? They don't even need facts anymore.
Brandy and Taj, when you were small children, did you spend the night over at Neverland?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was that like?
Awesome.
Brandy's being modest. It was beyond awesome. It was, you know, I mean, Neverland for me was the dream place. It was better than Disneyland, and you know, because everything was free.
You know, and no lines.
No lines. Everything was free. You know, everything you could think of was there. And, you know, my uncle built Neverland for underprivileged children, you know, Boys and Girls Club, to Make a Wish Foundation, to dying kids, to cancer. You know, that he would bust people up from the, you know, 300 kids at a time to experience this. And, you know, they're making Neverland out to be this creepy monster place. Mm-hmm. And anyone that's been there, from my friends to Brandy's friends, they know better, you know, and that's why they're sticking up for us in social media, because they're like, wait a minute, that's not the Neverland that they're painting out, and we're sick of this. And so they've come to our defense too.
And what about, speaking of coming to your defense, are you getting calls, are you getting communiques from people who are saying what they said on this special, on this documentary, is so not true? What can I do to help you to spread the word to the contrary?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of those. I've been seeing a lot of correspondence like that. I feel like, Taj?
Yeah, I have too. I've actually seen, there's a lot of undercover, you know, support. I think the thing is that people are scared because of the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement. So a lot of people have emailed me or have messaged me directly saying that, especially the bigger you are in terms of, you know, if you're a celeb. A lot of the celebrities have done that behind the scenes. We've seen some celebrities come forward and then have to retract their statement because of, I want to call peer pressure. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the thing, is that they can't even, we can't even get public support because it's looked down upon to, you have to, without 100%, believe the victims. And I think that's a dangerous time we live in. We've been down that road, you know, as a race before, where we, you know, where we weren't believed and they just believed whoever said something. And so I'm very scared about going back to that time. And I wasn't even alive, but my grandma tells me stories. My grandma tells me stories because she was around, you know, and it's like, especially for us. So I'm very aware of all this stuff.
Taj, I saw an interview where you said you fought your uncle Michael because he was in some way just naive of how the public looked upon him with these little children.
Well, I didn't fight. I questioned only because it's like, you know, we go back to school, you know, we see all this stuff and he's living at Neverland. He's on tour. But the hard thing is that when you have, you know, and people don't understand because people don't have that in their system. They don't really have, I mean, you know, I'm trying to be a good person and be pure and all that stuff, but I'm not going to children's hospitals every day, you know, every concert going, you know, that was my uncle. And he did have that heart, that pure heart. And I don't think we can fathom that. I really don't. And I don't think he thought that people thought of him that way. So I think it was just it was almost like him and his bubble thinking, there's no way the public thinks of me that way.
Even after the first lawsuit?
Even after the first lawsuit, because he doesn't watch the media, you know, and You know, just like some people now don't watch the media or don't listen to the, you know, or social media. It's like, and the people around him, you know, some of them were too scared to say stuff or whatever, you know, the yes people. But at the same time, a lot of them saw the innocence of my uncle. So they're like, you know what? We know he won't do anything. We know he's innocent. And so at the same time, and that's how I felt. I was like, you know, at the same time, I was like, I grew up that way. And I saw nothing wrong with it. So if I'm seeing nothing wrong with it, it was not translating to the rest of the world, you know, and that's the hard thing, is that the rest of the world doesn't see through those glasses. Society doesn't see through those glasses.
Brandon, what happened with you and Wade? Why did you break up?
No, I, yeah, exactly.
Tell it, Brandy, tell it. Yeah.
So, you know, in our relationship, I had started to notice that his behavior was changing a little bit as we started getting older. He was working with Britney Spears. And you kind of, I'm going to call it women's intuition, but you can kind of feel that something's not right. So I had been questioning him about his business with Britney and if it had become more. He was constantly telling me, no, that's not the case. You know, they're just working together. But I later found out that that wasn't true. He had been cheating on me with Britney Spears as well as a few other people that I found out about. There could have been more.
Oh my.
And it's, for me, that was just, it was wrong. For as close as we were, he could have definitely come and talked to me if he felt like this relationship was over or if he felt like he needed some space. So to be lied to in that sort of way, I was done.
Had you
know,
seen
once I
him
found out.
Since then?
No, I hadn't. So after we broke up, we hadn't spoken for years, but he and his mom ended up calling me shortly after my uncle passed in 2009. They were both very upset. They were devastated that my uncle had passed and they wanted to connect. But in that conversation, one of the things that struck me the most disturbing was that his mother had asked me to hook them up with Paris Prince and Blanket. She felt like Paris Prince and Blanket should be with the Robsons and not my grandmother. And when she said that to me, I was completely taken back. I was floored. That was the craziest statement somebody had ever said to me. Mm-hmm. And that became, again, the last time we would ever speak.
And then they contacted you, Taj, about getting into the memorial.
Exactly. And if I would have known, if Brandy would have told me what had happened, I probably, you know, would have never even tried to get them in. I was trying to think of everyone, you know, that at some point was close to my uncle or the families that were close that might fall through the cracks. And that family was one of them. So, you know, in hindsight, I wish I didn't do that. Yeah.
I thank you so very much for doing this interview, because I have been just worried and worried and worried. And Sybil can attest to this ever since this thing came out. And so thank you. Thank you, Taj. And,
thank you.
And Brandon.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And
thank
tell
you.
Your fathers,
yeah.
Tell your fathers,
yeah,
Tito and Jackass, said hello.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, and good job, and you guys, really. We so appreciate all your words, too, and setting us straight.
Well, thank you for this opportunity.
We appreciate
guys.
Your time.
Thank you.
Support here.